evening class auspicious day today. Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday it is today. In Japan, family and children get together and decorate the little shrine with a lot of flowers, and they are set infant Buddha statue. One finger points to heaven, left hand finger points to earth. And between heaven and earth, it says, I am only a world-honored one, something like that. World-honored one. Everyone go up and dip a little bamboo wooden dipper, you scoop the sweet water and pour this over the head three times like this. This gesture, manner of the pouring sweet water, is come from the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha's birth. As you know, he was born a little premature on the way to Mahamaya, Maya's parents. Suddenly, he started to have a delivery approaching. So they quickly pitched a cloth tent around the trees. Unfortunately, there was no water around Lumbini Garden, we call this part birthplace. It is close to Kapilavatthu. Kapilavatthu is a main city where Buddha was born. Outside of this Kapilavatthu, Lumbini Garden, quickly they made ready for the delivery. Birth wasn't so easy, and in the sky, in the Naga kings appeared. Nagaraja, we call. And sudden pouring the rain made this baby birth cleansing. That's how we participate in his birthday ceremony with a dipper of sweet water. Amacha, sweet tea. It is known as a flower festival, Hanamatsuri. Flower festival is a time of Buddha's birthday celebration time. Doing this, you feel you are also Naga King. Little children feel very proud of this Naga King. I don't know in how it happened, but a famous Zen text, Mumon Kan, gateless gate, brings the story of this birth. Do you know who the story it is? Joshu's master is Nanzen, Southern Spring Nanzen. Picks up this very proud statement that the infant Buddha walked around seven steps and utter this word. As I said, Tenjo. Above the heaven, below the earth, I am only one person, something like that. It reflects he was the first founder of the Buddhist tradition. On the other hand, there is evidence of losing his own mother in 7 days after birth. He became orphan in 7 days. This story also reflects to this statement. You can imagine such a young boy, infant, lose the refuge place, refuge person. So this also affect his whole life, missed part of his early life is rather tragic. Must have lost his father with complication of birth. lucky he was. Suddhodana made sister of Mahamaya as a stepmother to raise the Gautama Buddha. Later on, this younger sister of Mahamaya became its disciple, and first nunnery when Buddha allowed to women to practice with her. She became first director of the nunnery in the Buddha's original order.
Coben, what was her name?
I'm thinking about it.
Was it Mahapajapati?
That's correct. This. So after around 8 o'clock, we close the meeting and we have a birthday party of those people and Buddhas at your place, no? Martin's. So if you like to join even short time, please join. Is your family coming? Good. Any question or subject to discuss?
I wanted to hear your opinion about the difference between morning meditation and evening meditation. Specifically, meditation in sunlight as opposed to meditation in moonlight.
Early dawn, you meditate in the dusk, no, waiting for the sunlight. That's called Kyoten. And Kyoten is a dawn heaven. Your mind is like dawn heaven. Night sitting we call yaza. And then midday sitting called Nichu. So sun is right above you. Nichu. Midday. What is that? Usually two times, two period like we do here, Kyoten also two period. Period is one incense burn completely, about 40 to 50 minutes. And so this tells very good time to eat it before this character is the light to appear and very bright like sunset like light. That is what this character is. In the sun, in the nichu, in the sun, you soak yourself in the sunlight. And the yaza is rather deep, little bit different from sunrise light, but, you might say moonlight sitting, moon arise and night go deep, so you are sitting also very deep. Those times are recommended time you easily go into meditation. Also, these times are kind of some people are still sleeping at this, so quiet. Also, people are sitting. Daytime, this is a lunch break. good time to sit. People don't see you sitting. While people are working hard, and besides that, if people sit, this contrast is not so great. Some people feel that I want to be like that, but cannot be like that. So that's not so good combination. But in the midday, most people kind of take a break from activity. So it's a very good time to sit. But not with a huge meal. That's not so good. It bothers your digestion. And it's not so good for your sitting either. It's big stuffed stomach. Yes.
Where were you? Do you remember when you were 24?
24.
Yeah, when you were 24 years old. What were you going through at 24? Where were you?
Oh, don't mention about it.
You remember early 20s?
Oh, yes, it make me cry. finished master's degree in Kyoto, and my professor, Gajin Nagao, wanted me to stay, continue to be scholarly path of study. I was also heartbreak. My love broke up. Didn't break up at the end of the study, so eventually I have to move on. Losing sweetheart in such a state was terrible. I decided to go to begged my master, Chino master, I want to go to the monastery.
So you broke up with, did you say you broke up with sweetheart or with girl?
And I remember I cried a whole month or so in the monastery. As soon as I go in the bed, like the big cotton blanket, stuffed cotton blanket, or two of them go like so. And you go in it, and you tie both here around your leg and on the chest, so you cannot escape.
Yeah.
As soon as after Yaza, shortly after nine, you hear the distant gong, temple gong, and finish sitting, and then make this bed, go in there. I couldn't help, I cried every night. Monastery was good. It made me feel way beyond the intellectual understanding. The life of practice became so real, although I didn't, almost opposite, no personal time except the sitting time. Every 4 day, 9 day, 14 day, 19 day. So every 5 days, you shave your hair. In the morning, after Kyoten breakfast, and then you have about 2-3 hours free time, so you clean yourself, wash your underwears and things like that. In the afternoon, you go again to the regular schedule. So 3 hours every 5 days, that's your personal time. Rest of the time from getting up to bed, there is no personal time.
Did you miss your hair?
Now that was a very big determination. I was kind of like you, long hair.
Yeah.
Always hanging halfway. Yeah. Two and a half years at the monastery, so your age, 2 more years and a half. Hard life it was. Yeah. Now it comes back, such a deep experience. So when I sit 7 days, this thing comes up, shows up. I get all agitated and sad again. Yes?
I have a lot of questions. What are your thoughts on marriage?
I became very strict man about relationship. No, I don't want to make someone else suffer so much. And then my mother saw my kind of swing from this swing toward the other direction, and became kind of serious celibate, you know. So my mother got very worried about and if you don't no, woman, if you don't know the person who has other sex, for you, a woman, for woman, man, if you don't know such opposite sex, deep relationship, you are like always half moon. Your world is like a split in half. So that suggested me, that makes sense, I should marry sometime. I appreciate that my mother told such thing. Still, have no regret about married life. It's good. What do you think? It's good. What do you think? It's good.
I wish I were a monk sometimes, again.
Yeah. life gets kind of messy, but that's all right.
How many years have you been alive? How old are you?
Huh?
Something like that.
You mean the first love? I don't remember. I was very young, I think. 3 years old or something. But life in Kyoto for 4 years we were friends. No sexual relationship, but I kept my mind straight, not mess up relationship.